Okay, today is Daf Ayin Aleph. We are on Ayin Amud Beis by the bottom, four lines to the bottom by the Mishnah. So, following case, Boleshes. We have a group of soldiers. We have infinite soldiers. Rashi says Boleshes is a chayil, right? Al shem she mechatzim the chotur and call him Boleshes because they're looking for booty, right? So they're called the Boleshes. Mishnah on Ayin Amud Beis on the bottom. Okay. It's fine, okay? Shabak. What's that? Apparently, yes, sir. Because you've got to dig. Boleshes and Nichmasalir. So you have this group of soldiers that enter the city. And in the city, of course, we're in the fifth paragraph, sorry, in the city, there are barrels of wine. It's shocking. So Bishashon, if they come in during peacetime, right? So therefore, they have permission from everybody to come in. They have permission to be there. So chavios pesuchos asuros, any of the open barrels are aser, even lehanda, because we're chosesh that maybe they were menaseh, or even if it's just tavinim, or we're chosesh that they were menaseh, they touched it, and therefore there are asuros even behanda. But the chavios that are sesumos, if they're closed and sealed, then it's mutaros, the mutar even for shtia, because we assume that they did not touch them, because had they touched them, they wouldn't have closed them. They wouldn't necessarily close them up. So we assume that they are. They're closed. So even if they have a lot of time, remember we had the Gemara, right? We had the Gemara that says even if they have a lot of time to open and close it, it's still mutter because the chazaka is chazaka gemura that these are soldiers and they're not afraid from the violence. They're not afraid. The guy who's doing the work, he may be afraid. These guys aren't afraid. They're not gonna close them up. That's what the Ritva says. Okay, but if they come in b'shas melchama, if they come in during wartime. Both the open ones and the closed ones are mutter. Why? Because we assume that they don't have enough time to be menasseh. So the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah points out that even if we know for a fact that they did touch the wine in order to drink it, the yain is still not usher midin stam yenam because during a shas mechanma ein daitim klal avozara. They're usher kudavar acher. The whole case was that, you know, we had that before when they're moving around things. But they have no intent to. They're busy with something else. So therefore, ve'ena menachim klal. They're not going to do any nisuch. And even if they did do nisuch, if there's no shash of nisuch, then we don't have the zero stav yinam either. Okay, that's the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. Well, that's the difference. If it's shas mochama, if it's shas. I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says, if you're talking about Shas Shalom, if the barrels are open, then they're Aser. If the barrels are closed, they're Mutter. Okay, that's the Shas Shalom. Shas Mechama, which is obviously what they don't have. They're just coming in and they're... But, right, Shas Mechama, Eil Mutar, Mishim, Final Nasa. So we ask Kasha, right? There's a Mishnah, and our Mishnah just said, right, that if they come in during a wartime, they don't have time. They don't have time to be Nasa. Rimini, you ask Kasha from the Mishnah in Ksubas, Lap of Zion. Right, they had a siege around the city, and then the soldiers, you know, came through. The halacha is kol kohanos shebesocha psulos. All the wives of the kohanim are now also to go back to their husbands. Assumption is that there was massive rape going on from these besieging soldiers, and an Ashes Kohen is usher even if she was raped, as opposed to an Ashes Roel who's only usher if she does a beratza. So you see from here, right? You see, Rashi says, "Kol anim souls b'zocha psulos lebalein the Ashes Kohen asu afa onis while Ashes Yisrael right low." So ha ha ha, over here the shas mochamahi. It's a shas mochama. That's the question of the Gemara. But ha ha ha, the shas mochamahi b'katani asuros the Ashes Knei Levol. They have enough time to do that. So what do you mean they don't have time? So Amar Rav Mari lenaseh ein Knei to do nisuch. They don't have Knei. They don't have the. I won't say the time. They don't have the ability to do nisuch, but livo yesh p'nai. But the dubila they do have p'nai. It's not a question of time. That one takes more time. That one takes less time. Whether they'll make the time to do it, they won't make the time to do it. To rape, they'll have plenty of time. They'll have plenty of time to do. All right. The Ritva points out. The Ritva points out that this steer is brought in the Borg Suvus there as well, and the Gemara has other answers to answer this. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay. The Mishnah now deal with workers who got paid. They work for a guy. And they got paid with wine, right? So paid with wine, yes, sir. Are they allowed to tell the guy who paid them, hey, listen, don't give us this,
give us money instead.
So the Mishnah says, Ha'umim, we'll take out Shell, the Bach takes that. Ha'umim Yisrael. So these are Jewish workers. Sheshalach lehem ovei kochavim chavish shal yayim nesach v'scharan. Their payment was with the yayim nesach. So mutter lomar, they can say to the guy who gave them the money, kain lanu as demel, you know, don't give us this, before they take a, make a kinyan, don't give us this wine, give us the money instead, right? But, mishanich nesal v'shuson, once it went into their reshus, went into their chatzer, then it's usher. They can't say it. Why? Because what happens is, and they were calling the yayim nesach, you can't chalipe yayin nesach or asur bahana as well. It's topis in the damim. So therefore, if they say, no, take it back and give us the money instead, you can't. It's chalipe yayin nesach. The whole issue is here, though, is whether or not they were, they were kone. So the Ron points out, he goes, not stam if you just left it in my reshus. You left it in my chatzer. Right? You have to make a kinyan. Well, usually there's a kinyan chatzer. So kinyan chatzer should work. But the halacha is, the Rosh points out, ain chatzer shul adam kone lo balkarcho. They have to be. They can't think, okay, I'm kone it and I'm giving it back to them. They have to say right away, I'm not kone it, take it back and give me the money instead of it. Fine. Question though is that what it, the Rashash points out, that according to Rashi, even if they say to the guy, right, we'll wait until you sell this wine and get the money. So maybe you should say that's usher, because if they're specifically pointing out this wine, then it's rotsu b'kiyuma. And now that rotsu b'kiyuma is a problem also. So he said that rotsu b'kiyuma is usher. So nevertheless, we say over here, no, because it can pay them because the guy can get them back, can pay them from a different place. He doesn't necessarily have to sell this wine to get the money. He can get the cash from somewhere else, so then it's okay. It's not necessarily rotsu b'kiyuma, because this is not the only place where they can get paid from. They can get paid money from somewhere else. Okay, so Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says the name of the Rav. I'm hoping to show them how to explain this case. We'll go according to Rashi right now. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Mutter la'adam. Person is permitted to say, Lomar la'ovi kakovim, say b'hafes alai minasamela. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, first Rashi about the Gemara, say b'hafes alai minasamela. Arnona, there was a tax. So how you know snin, we'll say him and we'll say him. They used to have to give them their produce, a tax, right? Right, to tithe the produce to the ruler. The Yisrael Zeshachai Vaseis Lamelach Yayin, and this Jew has to pay wine to the governor. Mutalom the Obekhovim, he can say to the Obekhovim, Hafez Alai, you take care of this for me. You take care, he doesn't say be in my stead. He says, you take care, again, it's going to be a question of semantics. You take care of this for me. So then he says, Hafez Alai, Apagav the Yohiv Hai Obekhovim Yayin Nesach, even though this guy may in fact go ahead and use Yayin Nesach to pay off the debt. Ha Yisrael who paridameha, and then the Yisrael, what happens? He pays the debt, and the Yisrael gives money to the guy. So he's making payment for Yayin Nesach, which is usher, right? Kaven da havi much lishlukei lishlumi l'mach v'zuzei, since it was theoretically possible that this guy could have paid the king with money, right? He's not considered instead. It's not real shlichus because the ancient shlichus is a guy. He's not considered to be doing it in place of the Jew, and therefore it's mutter. Okay. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam's case is where that there are certain times where the king has excess produce and he forces the people to buy his excess produce. So he's forcing the Jew to buy the Yayin Nesach produce. The Rabbi screams. Let me write this for you. Different shot in the Gemara. It's not like it's wrong. It's a different shot. Different shot in the Gemara. Anyway, so Meisve, you may have to ask Kasha. Bryce says, Al Yomer Adam La'ovikachovim Ol Tachti La'otzer. A Jew can't tell the guy, go in my place, go instead of me to take care of the police force, right? To give them wine in my place. We just said that he can. He said that he can't. Mar answers, no, it's a question of semantics of what he says. Amr Lai Rav. Rav says, Ol Tachti La'otzekamart. You're trying to compare the case of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav to my case to Ol Tachti La'otzer. Hello Damya. The case of Ol Tachti La'otzer is only similar to the following case. El Laha Aval Omer Lo Malteni Minha Otzer. My case of Goat Save Bahafes Lai Amanas Melech is similar to the case of we say Malteni Min Otzer. Save me from the Otzer. I don't say go in my place. I just say, save me. I leave it to you to take care of what it's going to be. I leave it to you. If I say, stand in my place, well, in my place, I have to give wine. If you're in my place, then you're sort of, you're my proxy. If you're my proxy, then you're giving the wine. That's a problem. If I say, just save me, I leave it to you to take care of however it is. Rashi says, Ol tachtika marta, right? Kavon, the amrele ol tachti, have a mashma, have a komi, be in my stead. The komai, the yoyle, over kakavim, have a kili, have a Yisrael, to have a komahu. Whatever you give is as if I give. That's a problem. But ha, the case that Rabbi Yehuda quoted, lo dami el le seifa, where it says, aval omer lo maltenim no otzer, the efshel is fluke bezuzin, you can pay off with money, right? Hilkach le meis le charma la shlukehu, so if he pays him with wine, he's not my shluch, he's not standing in my place, but I told him to take care of it the way you want to take care of it. Fine. Next. Big sugi over here talks about the kinyonim, right? What type of kinyon? We know there are a lot of kinyonim, and that's kinyon chotzer, kinyon meshicha, kinyon hagva. What about the kinyonim that a goy can use? What are viable kinyonim for a goy? There's a major machlokas. It's a machlokas in the machlokas. Machlokas whether or not a goy is koneh with kesef or meshicha, or kesef and not meshicha, meshicha and not kesef, or maybe both. And that's the machlokas of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now we have machlokas being here as well. Machlokas Rishonim, whether or not the machlokas of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is the same machlokas we have here. Okay. So the problem is that when you're going to have a Jew selling wine to a goy, so he has to make sure that the sale is completed, right? The sale is completed prior to the goy taking possession. Because as soon as the goy takes possession, then it becomes the Ayin Esef. Becomes the Ayin Esef, and then he gives him the money, and that money's usher. So we have to have the kinyan completed before the money, the money has to be transferred before the kinyan is completed. Right, so therefore it's. One second. Say it again. If you sell the money becomes also. Therefore, when a Jew is selling the wine to the goy, he has to be careful that the goy doesn't touch it before the kinyan, because then he's touched. Then it becomes nesef in the rishus of the Jew. So it has to transfer into the goy's rishus, and then he can touch it. Because if he touches it in the Jew's rishus, the Jew is selling nesef. He can't do that. So Mishnah says, Hamocher yenu ovi kachavim. Someone is selling his wine to the goy. Pasak achlo madad. They set a price. They agreed upon the price. And only after they agreed upon the price does the goy either touch the wine or pull the wine into his rishus. Then we say, domav mutarin. We say then that the money is mutar. Why? Because after they accepted the price, this is going to be a sort of maskana, the goy has agreed to the kinyan. And he wants everything to be good. So therefore, when he touches the wine, it's already konoy to him, right? And the money that he's paying afterwards, it's not the made nine yesef. It's just money that he's obligated to repay. It's almost like a loan, right? Because because when he touched it, at that moment at the original moment, it was not yain yesef. But madad ashalo pasak, if before they agree to the price, the guy pulls it, then dam of asurin. Then the Jew has a problem over here. Because the guy hasn't accepted necessarily to complete the kinyan, right? Maybe he's going to ask too much of a price. He doesn't know the price yet. And when he touches the wine, so he's menaseh it. And it still belongs to the Jew. So if he later on tries to sell it, you can't, because you have Yayin Nesef for Shusha Yisrael, you can't get an offer on it. You can't sell it. The Gemara then says, Amar Ameima. Question that they ask is Amar Ameima. Amemar says, Meshicha ba'ove kochavim konim. When it comes to kinyanim of a goy, Meshicha is what creates a kinyan. Meshicha is what finalizes the agreement. Kinyan Meshicha. Even prior to the giving of the maos, Meshicha is what creates the kinyan. And then the maos later is not, it's just that he owes him money. It's not for, it's not, in lieu, it's not, the money is not what's konim. It's the money is a loan afterwards. He has to pay him back. Right? So Teda, how do I know that Meshicha by a goy is kona? Dahani parsoi. You have these Persians that are Meshadri Hardishani Lahadodi. They send presents to each other, below Hajibahu, and they can't retract. Meaning, the moment the receiver is Moshech, the gift, the Nosin can't retract. You see Meshicha is kona. Right? If you say that Meshicha is not kona by a goy, you have a problem. How did they give each other presents? They can sort of retract back and forth. So he's saying they're not going to retract. They can't retract. Why can't they retract? Because once the receiver did Meshicha, that was it. There was a kinyan. So Rav Ashi Amar, take a la olam eivah. Rabbi Ashi Amar, no, it's not a raya. I'm cholik on you, and I say that Mashiach by a goy is not kone. What's kone by a goy? Pesach. Right? Amar, Rabbi Ashi Amar, Mashiach by Ovi Kachavim ain't a kone. So why can't those Persians retract when they give the gifts? It's not that they can't retract. They won't retract. Right? The Hadlo Hajibuhu, the Remus Rucho Hudin the Kitluhu. Like, you look like, I'm fully correct in one of this, how I'm going to say this. But they look like people who give gifts and then take them back. Right? They don't. Another reference. They don't want to look bad by retracting on the gift. They leave it
there. Right?
Rashi says, the Remus Ruch, Gossus. They look horny. They look, right? It's not the right thing. Give a gift and be one of those people who gives gifts and then after a few minutes decides that they want to take it back. So Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says, "Minoa minolach. Where do I know this din?" Rav Ashi is one who says that by a goy, by over the kavim, Mashiach is not kone. How do I know that Mashiach by a goy is not kone? Mido Amar lehu Rav lahanu sav bo yosa. Because Rav said to the following wine merchants, Jewish wine merchants, "Ki kailisu chamra va'ove kachavim." Before the guy measures the wine that you're selling to him, take money from them. Take the money from them. And then give them the wine to draw near to be Moshe. The Elo Nikitu by Daizuze, let's say they come and they don't have money on them, right? They don't have money on them. So Ozifinhu, lend them money. Give them a loan. And then take that money back from them as payment, and then let them be Moshe, right? So the chiyuv that they owe you, the money they owe you, is not a purchase price, but it's a loan. They owe you a loan. The ilo of the hachi, because if you do not do this, rather you allow them to measure the wine before you take the money. And the wine becomes zayin nesef in your rishus. The kishik litu, and when you take the money from them, the meyai nesa kashik litu. It's going to turn out that you are taking the meyai nesa. Why? So that's the proof. The isat sadaita, and you're going to think that mishicha ba ove kachavim kana, that mishicha ba an ove kachavim is kona, right? Mi de moshcha ove kachavim kanya. So what would the case be? Don't let them give you the money. Let them draw the money. Let them draw the mishicha. Let them draw the meyai nesa. So the Mashiach is Kone, right? You mean the Moshe Oka Kavikanya, and Yai Nesech Lohavi Adenogabe, but it doesn't become Yai Nesech until they touch it. Meaning that it will only become Yai Nesech after they did the Kinyan. It becomes Yai Nesech and their Rishus. If it becomes Yai Nesech and their Rishus, why do I care? It became Yai Nesech and their Rishus. So why did Rav tell the Jew to take money first? Even if he would take the money after the Mashiach, this money is not to make Yai Nesech. Because it only came Yai Nesef later. But the fact that Rav said to take the most from the goy before the goy touches the wine, it's mashma that Mashiach is not kone. Mashma that Mashiach is not kone. If Mashiach is not kone, and therefore, when they touch the wine after the Mashiach, it would still be the Jews. If Mashiach was kone, it would be the goy. Mashiach is not kone. Therefore, give me the kesef. That happens to be, there's a machlokas, Rishonim, if you look at this Tosos, the bigger Tosos of Ashi, he says, who do we pass him like? Do we pass like a Meim or talking like Ravashi, whether or not Mashiach's kone or not? So Tosos says, four lines from the top. It says, Perish Rabbeinu Tam, the Afagad of Ashi Basra, even though Ravashi's later, right, have a less hilchot from Hussein. We don't hold like Ravashi. Right, Rav Ashi said that Mashiach is not kone, meaning that Kesef is kone. Right. I forgot that Rav Ashi Basra have less of a say. Bahai elakayim lan kamemar. We hold like a memar to amar Mashiach ba'ovei kachavim kone. He says that Mashiach is kone. It's really like Rav Yochanan. He links to my focus with Rav Yochanan. Right. So therefore, according to that, if you go a little further down, in the middle, go down another 6-7 lines, it says, im kain hamakne behemel ovei kachavim kibeil pochum in bechora. Right, so my sheep's about to give birth to a bechor, and I don't want to lose the sheep. So what do? You make you have to make a shutfus with the guy. So how am I calling it to the guy to make the shutfus? So im kein amakdim heimel kachavim kidei lepochim in bechora sarach sheyim shechena ovei kachavim. Right, you have to have mashicha. The guy has to do mashicha. ubitach sagi below kesef. That's and it would be worth it al kesef. However, miu Rashi perish the Mashiach ain't a kovi over kachadim. He holds that the halacha is the other way around. That Mashiach is not kone, not like a neimer. He holds like Rav Ash, Mashiach is not kone. The ain't halacha to Rav Yochanan elik Rav Shimon beish lakish. Because Rav holds like that way. So therefore, what would you have to do? So to go down another four lines. But wrote to lachush l'divrei Rashi v'rabbeinu tam. If you want to be choshish for all the shitas, then hamakne the behemah over kachavan lepochim v'chor. If you want to sell the behemah to the guy in order to potter it, right, to want to make it exempt from being a b'chor. Saros sheitin over kachavan kesef. You have to give him kesef. It has to be a purchase, a money, monetary purchase. The gam mashikas over kachavan b'simta, and also it has to be mashikah. Where else is halach l'maisa? Halach l'maisa mechiras chametz. When it comes to mechiras chametz, so the guy is buying the chametz. So which kinyan do we do? So it depends on who you pass like. We're choshish for everything, and we do, I think, we do six kinyanim when it comes to mechiras chametz. The Mishnah Berurah talks about it. Siman Tav Mem Ches in Siman Yud Zayin. Mishnah Berurah talks about all the shitas there, but we do all the shitas. Why? Because we're choshish. We don't know for sure what kinyan is effective when it comes to by a guy. So if we do all six, because we're talking about this whole din d'oraisa, you want to bring d'oraisa, so you got to get the chametz out of your rishus. Okay, so that was the case. So Rav Ashi again said that the proof that Mashiach is not kona is because Rav told these wine merchants to take the money first. Because if Mashiach was kona, then what would be the problem? They would be moshech, and then the yayin nesef would only be after they were moshech when they touched it. So the Gemara says, wait a second, no. E de kakayel the Rami Lamana the Yisrael. If you're talking about the case, if the case would be where the Yisrael is pouring the wine from his vat into a container of his own container, then Hachanami, there would be a raya from Rav, because then the guy would then pull it. It's still, and then he would be Menaseh. It would be delayed. But then then you're right. Lot Shricha. Then Rav would have. So Lot Shricha, the Kakayel of the Rami Lamana the Yisrael. What are we talking about over here? Where you're pouring it directly into the barrels of the guy. So you're pouring it into the barrels of the guy. What happens? What's in the barrels of the guy? In the barrels of the guy, there's leftover, there's remnants of other wine, which is Yayin Nesef. So immediately it touches it, the new wine touches it, and it becomes Asim Idin Yayin Nesef. So even if Mashiach is Kone, right? Even if Mashiach is Kone, we can't be somech on the fact that he's pulling the wine prior to the Kinyan. Because even Mashiach is... Because before the Mashiach is done, right? Before the Mashiach is done, you have to, before the Mashiach is done, it will become Yayin Nesef. Once it hits the barrel, it will become Yayin Nesef. Yeah, which is his wine. But there's Yayin Nesef in his barrel. If it touches the Yayin Nesef. Yayin Nesef, we say, first we may say it's Mindamino, so it's not Batel. It's my wine. And therefore, if I think the money... Here's the case. It's my wine, right? Correct. So my, so that's a big problem. My wine is now being converted, but you can't get paid for it now, because it's still your wine. Yes. Just look. Forget the reverse. Look at our case now. I'm selling wine to a guy. I take my wine, I pour it into the barrels, the guy's barrel. The guy's barrel has remnants of Yayin Nesef. Therefore, my wine has become Yayin Nesef when it hits the guy's barrel. His the wine in the barrel is Yayin Nesef. Correct. But your clean kosher wine is now mixed off with non-kosher. That's Ta'aroves, and of course it becomes Yayin Nesef because it's not Batel. Forget the reverse. I don't know if you mean the reverse. There's a Tarovis. Tarovis is Usher. It's Usher for you to use it. It's Usher for you to drink it. It's Usher for you to get Hanar from it. You can't sell it. You can't get the money. No, a Tarovis becomes all one thing. So it becomes Tarovis. If I have milk and meat and it comes together, you can't separate the two. It's a tarovis of Isser. So this is a tarovis. So what's the problem? But again, let's do the case. So then what's the problem? So the case... So it's Yayin Esser. What do you mean the portion of the Mishnah? How are you separating it out? He's Manasseh. Or it's Stam Yenam. Either way, it's fine. Either way, it works. Correct. But that's the definition of Tyrovis. There is no flip side. The definition of Tyrovis is that when my stuff, when it, Heter, falls into Isser, and it's not Butl, it becomes Usser. That's Tyrovis. Becomes correct. No, it becomes Yayin Nesech. It becomes Yayin Nesech. If it becomes Yayin Nesech, if it becomes Yayin Nesech, I can't sell. But the Gemara argues with you. The Gemara is arguing with you. No, there's no. Well, that's the definition of Tyrovis. It becomes Yayin Nesech. So the Lotzir, the Kaiba Ramin, the one of the Kavim. The Gemara says, wait a second. So, bottom line, Kimata Lavira Demana, when it gets into the airspace of the barrel, this is very, very technical. It gets into the airspace of the barrel of the Goy, that's when he's konit. How's he konit? Whatever the kinyan is. But Yayinesek lo habe adamata larisi demana. But it doesn't become Yayinesek until it actually touches the wine. So what are we going to prove from here? So do we prove from here, Shema Minah Nitzu Chibur? The connection, the flow is the connection. You can't prove from here, that's an abaya that we have later on. Right, but if, okay, let's say, so I have the wine flowing. Becomes because you're saying that's a shiloh. That's the shiloh there. So even the part that hasn't hit yet, it's considered as if it hits. It all depends on what the tyrovis is. So his case, you need the heat. In our case, we don't need the heat. It's just an example. If the airspace to be recovered, no, you can't compare. You just have to use the different facts of the case. Right. We're back. Okay, let's go by to. We're not going to finish. Soap, kimotil avir demana, kanya. Yayinesek lo habi ademotil ari demana. So shmami na nitzuch chibur. We're going to prove from here that nitzuch is a chibur. That's a machlok. That's a nibaya. Why you can't do that? So he goes, whoa. He's not going to prove from here that nitzuch is a chibur. E did not get the question though is, it's falling into his kli. What kinyan is he making? What kinyan is that? Before, as it gets into the kli. So it's a machlok. Some ritual says it's a Rashi says kinyan hakba. You say, what kind of kinyan hagvah is? You didn't lift anything. Right? Right? Others say it's a kinyan chatzar. Whatever. How can it be a kinyan chatzar if chatzar is worshipped in shlichus and ain't shlichus l'goyim? So a lot of kosher mishpat issues over here about kinyanim. The Gemara says, lo, we're not talking, we can't prove from here that nitzuch is chibur because Eden not going to call the kibbe yodei. If the guy is holding the kli in his hands, then hakanami. Then that would be fine. That would be, he would be kone it. You could prove it. Lo tricha the monacha ara. We're talking about here where he puts the kli on the table, and he's not holding it, right? He's put it on the, right? He's not holding it. And therefore, there is no hagvah, because he's not touching it. There's no kinyan hagvah here, right, when it's in the airspace. Therefore, even if you would say that nitzuch is not a chibur, right, in any instance, the wine becomes usher before the kinyan, because it's usher immediately when it mixes with the wine in the kli, and the guy is only koneh it when it rests in the kli. Right? So it's still yours when it becomes Yayin Nesek. Because it becomes Yayin Nesek prior to the Goy, right? Prior to the Goy acquiring it. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The Tiknei Lo Kelev. Let the Kelev, you know, let the din, that the avir of the Rishus of a person, it can be Kona it. Let it be Kona in the airspace of the Goy, because it's his, it kept Kinyan Kli. So Shema Minas Kelish Lokeach Shmoch and Lokana Lokeach. So can we prove from here that the idea that my kalim can be kona for me does not work if the buyer's kalim are in the seller's
Rishus. See from here that should be Uriah. It can't be Uriah. Why? Because that's also a machlokus. It's an Ibai in Bava Basra, Daf Pei Hei. So the Gemara says, lo, we can't prove it. What's the issue over here? Ein Lachanami. You would say that the Kalim can be Kone. Lo Olam Eim Lachok Kone Lo Keach. You'd say that it would be Kone. Vahakim Ayaskinon. You go to Ika Keves Yayin Apume De Kuzun Naisa. The Kamakam and Nisachle. Talking about the case over here, the reason why he wanted you to take the money before you poured it is because there's some sort of lip, I'm not exactly sure, there's some sort of lip on the top of the guy's kli that, some sort of sieve or something, on top of the guy's kli. Yeah, but how do you get it in? You have a lip on the top of the, when you pour it, you're not pouring it directly, you have something on top of it, and you're pouring, you pour it onto that, and on the top of that thing is remnants from other wines that were poured in. You have remnants of Yayin Nesef on top. Right. Okay? So the Kama Kama Nisikle. So every kippah that you pour into the kli becomes Yayin Nesef. And only afterwards it goes into his kli and his konet. So again, the whole point here is it becomes Yayin Nesef before it goes into the kli. I guess you're holding something on top, some sort of lip on top of it. That's not part of the barrel. It pours onto that. That has remnants of Yayin Nesef. So if I haven't accepted the money yet, so I pour the money, he hasn't made a kinyan yet, so then he pours the Yayin Nesef onto that lip. The wine, sorry, I pour the Yayin onto that lip. That wine becomes Yayin Nesef. Then he's Kone it. So he's Kone my Yayin Nesef. He was Kone my Yayin Nesef, and I can't get paid. So Gemara says, Ukiman, who shita does Rav hold like? That the Mei Yayin, that is, the money of wine, the money that you got for wine of a mixture of Yayin Nesef, is Aser, the local of Shimon Gamliel. It's not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because if you say if Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds on that Ayin Dollar, we'll see that Yimakir Kulo, right? Chut lo bechav, chut shmi demei Yayin Nesef Shavu. What you can do is, it's a minute amount of Yayin Nesef. So what you could do is you could sell the barrel and take the money minus the value of the Yayin Nesef. But here, Rav's not saying that. Rav's saying that you have to get, you can't get any benefit from it. The Gemara says, "Midu who time like Rav? How am I Rav? Halach Rav Shimon Gamliel Chavis B'Chavis Avalo Yayin B'Yayin." Rav says, "You know, in a chanami, I can hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel's halacha only applies if you have barrels. You have mixed up barrels. Then you can sell all the barrels. But when you have mixed up wine, when Yayin Nesef is mixed with Yayin Kosher, then in this case, all the wine is usher because all the wine is usher. So therefore, Rav is Lushitaso, who says that you have to take the money before the wine gets mixed." Because you can't. Tosos asked, "Why don't you just teach them to clean? Why don't you teach everybody to clean the barrels before they come, before they make the sale? What's the we have all these problems? Just make it. You have to clean barrels, but that has to be the answer, right? Tosos, right? Rinse it out first, right? It would be too easy. That may be the problem. That it'd be too easy. It'd be too easy, and therefore people may forget to do it. People may forget to do it." So when you want to buy wine for me, my assistant's going to rinse it out. If you don't rinse it out, I'm not selling to you. But too easy. That's probably it. It's too easy. So therefore, they would forget. Yeah, right. Rashi says here. Tosa says, "Hakav ma'yaskinon the ikat kavas." Okay. Tema. Oh, the Gemara Tosa says. Not different. Tosa says. Wait a second. What's going on here? Talk about the case where it's on the lip of the barrel, right? Tema the bottle who poured the b'san, but the bottle b'shishim. It comes in such little. There's such little left on it. Let it each time it comes in. Let it be batel b'shishim. So yish loma the mibamino who kasava below batel. No, maybe because he holds at the shita. We said the mibamino is not batel. We had a machlokas with the mibamino vidoraisa is batel al pirov and the rabbanon you need 60. Or mibamino is not batel. Shita Rabbi Yehuda. This gemara is going to shita Rabbi Yehuda that mibamino is not batel. There is no batel. So the only Torah asked, what do you mean? Even if it was batel, how can you do that? What would happen? What would be the case? Professor, what would be the case? You would pour the wine, you know there's Yayin Nesef in there, and I'm going to pour my wine in there, knowing there's Yayin Nesef in there, it's going to become batel. Eimu batel nisimachafila. Eimu batel nisimachafila. Right. Right, okay. No, but you would tell him to wash out my when you come to me. But you hear the kasha they ask on the Havamin of Tosas? I'm bottling my wine that's being poured in. Right, but still, Amy Vilela said, I can't go into your chicken soup and pour milk less than a 60th, less than 1/60 into it.
It could be. I thought maybe the intent here is, I thought Amy Vilela Sativa would apply when your intent is to be Vatalit. Here, your intent is not necessarily to be Vatalit. Your intent is just to pour it and sell it. I thought maybe that might be an answer. I don't know. I saw they all asked the question. I didn't see the answer. Is it really true? If you have chicken soup and I have the milk, oh well, where's that distinction made? What are you talking about? If a guy has kosher chicken soup, no, we'll say your answer. If a guy has kosher chicken soup, and I want it to be a little more thick, I can then put in milk because it's a guy's. No, Vatalit means that there's the case would be this chicken soup, right? Your chicken soup, and I want it to be a little thicker. So I pour milk into it, less than a 60. Same case. It applies in both cases. Why is it different? It applies in both cases. I'm Vatalit Yisr. I put a little chicken soup in there. So what's the difference? So if it's a goy's chicken soup that has a little bit, what would make the difference? All right, anyway, that's the case. Okay, this wine is already usher because it's Yayin Nesach. It's already Yayin Nesach on the lip. Okay. Mesveh. So now, the Gemara goes back to the Machlokes, you know, Meimor and Rabash, right? Right? And they're going to ask him a Meimor who says that Mashiach is Kone. He says Mashiach is Kone. Mesveh. We had this case also. Halokeach Girutos. Right, you're buying these silver pieces, right, from the guy. You know, Ovi Kachavim. Umatza behen Avodis Kachavim. And then you find some idols amongst those pieces. Im Achelo Nasamos Mashach. If he was Mosheach, again, also have to keep in mind that when we say Mashiach is Kone by a guy or not, it's the kinyon that you do in a transaction with a guy, whether the guy is the purchaser or the guy is the seller. Here the guy is the seller and the Jew is the purchaser. Okay, so im achelo nasa mos moshach, if the Jew already did mashicha, but he didn't pay for these silver pieces, then yachsir, he can return the avodah zara piece to the guy, and then because he wasn't koneh it, that's it, he can just return it. But im misha nasa mos moshach, if he paid for it already and only afterwards he's moshach, then yolch yam melech, then he can't do anything with this piece of avodah zara, he has to toss it into the Dead Sea. Right, so beisak adaitach mashiachah overkav kona, and if mashiachah's kona, amay yachzir. Why in the first case can he return it? By the way, so that's coming up. Why can't he return it? The Jew was already moshechit and he was kona mashiachah, and therefore, from the fact that he can return it, it's muchach that mashiachah is not kona. So Gemara says, like you said, Amar Abaye mishum. Take out the word mechse mishum. The mechatos. This is a mechatos. Oh, it's a mechatos. Then why only the ratios are mechatos? And say it was not a mechatos. Both mechatos. So why in one you have to be molech liyamamela? It's a mechatos. It means there's no sale. Gemara says Amarava ratio mechatos safe olav mechatos. Why? Because in the ratio we said you can return it. In the safe we said you have to be molech liyamamela. Why? It's a mechatos. Return it also. The Gemara says Ella Amarava ratio is safe for mechatos. They're both cases, like you said, Dave. They're both cases of mechatos. For ratio the lo yohiv zuze. So why in the ratio can you return it? Because the ratio you didn't give zuze. Below mechse kavos chavim b'yad Yisrael, safe for the yov zuzei mitchase kavos chavim b'yad Yisrael. Similar to what you said before, someone mentioned it before. When there's a transfer of money, it looks pretty bad. So what happens? You said it. So in the Risha case, I never took the money. So all I'm doing is I'm giving him the piece back. Done. There's a mechatos on the piece. I'm giving it back. In the safeless case, I took the money. So when I give him back the piece, I also have to give him back the money. I have to give that the cash value of that piece. That looks like I'm doing business in a avodah zara. That's no good. No, you have no answer. You got to toss it into the Yamamela. Okay. Next, Gemara's not going to try to bring a raya that Mashiach by a goy is Kone, right? And therefore we're asking on Rav Ashi. Amalei Markashish, our Mishnah. Amalei Markashish, bring Rav Chizkel Rav Ashi. Toshma, let's bring a raya of Mashiach of Amneimar, right? That Mashiach by a goy is Kone. Why? Hamocher Yeno Ovei Kachavim. Our case. You're selling your wine to the goy. Pasak Achlo Mada. They accepted the price prior to doing the Mashiach. Then we say Dom of Mutarim. That the Dom of Mutar. The Iyamar Mashiach of Ovi Chavim Eino Kone.
If we said that Mashiach by a goy is not kona, am I dumb of mutarit? Why is the money mutter? The goy wasn't kona it. Why? Yeah, but what's the case? Pasuk achlo mado. So if you said Mashiach is not kona, why would it make a difference? Why would I have to set the price beforehand? Even if he's Moshech, it's not kona until he pays me. Why do I have to set the price? Correct? Am I dumb and mutarim? The guy was Iyamarta Mashiach of Ovi Kakovim Eino Kone. Am I dumb and mutarim? Listen, I'm sorry again. I'm just confused. Pashma, right? Hamocher Yeno Ovi Kakovim, right? Someone's selling his wine to a guy. In Pasuk Achelo Madad, if he sets the price, before the Mashiach, then Dom of Mutarim. But if he doesn't set the price before it, if he does Mashiach beforehand, then the Dom of is Usser. Via Mat Mashiach will become in the Kone, why would it be Usser in the flip case? Am I Dom of Mutarim? The guy wasn't Kone it. Why did they die Dom of Mutarim? The Dom of is not Mutar because Mashiach is in the Kone. Am I reading this wrong? David, help me out. What did I do wrong? Okay. In the Iyamar, Mashiach of Ovikachavim ain't Okona. Mashiach is not Kona. Amai Dama Mutarim. The guy wasn't Kona yet. So therefore, when it went into the guy's Rishus, therefore when the guy touched it, it was still in the Rishus of the Jew. Right, Mashiach of Rishus, and therefore you can't accept the money. Okay. The Gemara says, Hakamai Eskinan, what we're talking about over here in this case, you bet. Hakamai Eskinan, right, we're talking about a case, the Akim Leidiner. The guy sort of gave a dollar, a symbolic dollar, to the Jew before they did they set the price and did the Medida. So right away, at that moment, the wine is sort of nicknamed to the guy, the Kinyan Kesa. And therefore, when he was Moshech, and he was Menasech, it was already in his Rishus. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, that would be the same thing in the Seifa. Ema Seifa, Madad Achelo Pasach. He Moshech it before he was Pasach, meaning he did Mashiach before they accepted a price. Dama Vasurim, the money is it's usher. Well, why? The Ede Kadin Le Dinar, if we're talking about a case where he gave him a dinner first, why Dama Vasurim? Why is the money usher? He already gave him money for it. Why is it usher? So Ashi says, no. What is giving him the dinar, what does that do? Right? Amr Le, Ule Didach de Amart, according to you who say that the Dama Vamutra, because Mashiach of the Ove Kakav and Kone, so Amai Resha Dama Mutar Vasay the Dama Vasurim. If you say that Mashiach is Kona, why in the Reish is a Mutter and the Seifa is an Usser? If Mashiach is Kona, both cases should be Mutter. Because first he was Moshe the Kli, and only afterwards is there Chash that he touched the wine. Why is the difference? Elamai is the Chalameimar. Why do you say there's a difference? Because, Elamai is the Chalameimar, Pasach Samchei Daite, Lo Pasach Lo Samchei Daite. When I give him the coin to begin with, then the guy has Smichas Das, right? He wants the Mashiach to work. I give him Smichas Das. Mashiach will only work if the guy, you have to have Das in the kingdom. There's no Das to be a Kone, there's no kingdom. So Mashiach will only work if the guy has a Das. So once he gives him the coin to begin with, it's sort of like he's accepted upon himself to do the kingdom. Therefore, the Dumim is, therefore, if he does the Mashiach first, then the Mashiach is Kone. If he doesn't do the Mashiach first, there's no kingdom. So too by me, the Dinami, even according to me, Apagad the Kadalai Dinner, once I gave him the dinner, right? Pasuk Samkei Daite, only I gave him the dinner, but it only is considered Smichas Das if they accepted a price. Samkei Daite, low Pasuk, low Samkei Daite, right? So therefore, because I didn't set the price, he's Chosesh that maybe it was going to be maybe that the price will go up. So the Nimtza, what ends up happening, the Yayin becomes Yayin Nessa in the hands of the Yisrael. So that's why you can't say to me that that you could prove from our Mishnah that Mashiach is Kona. Follow? Okay. Amalei Ravina Ravashi is another I'm going to be another raya that Mashiach by a goy is kone, and therefore we're going to ask from Ravashi. Amalei Ravina Ravashi Tashma, we're going to be a raya to a name that Mashiach is kone. Gam Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amalei Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan says Ben Noach Neherag Pachas Rishonim Pruta. If a goy steals less than a shalom pruta, he gets misa. That's the punishment. And there's no way to be Hashara, because Hashara is a misisa. He gets punished right away if he steals from a shalom pruta. Below nitam lehishavon.
because he's stealing it from a Jew. Okay, but he doesn't have to return it because the Jew is mochel less than a shava futa. So the iya marz mishicha ba'ovin kachavim eino kona. If you say mishicha by a goy is not kona, amai neharag. Why is he killed? He didn't steal it yet. It didn't go into his rishus yet. Because mishicha is not kona. So the Gemara says, no, he's not killed necessarily because he was kona the day. I don't understand this answer. Rishon tzari to Yisrael. He's killed because he gave tzari to the Yisrael. I don't know. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, umay lo nita li hishava. What does it mean, lo nita li hishava? Lo nita li hishava means he stole it, but he doesn't have to return it. The Gemara answers, no, the ain't of a tosh hishava. It's not shayach hashava here because there was no real, because the guy was in kona. It still belongs to the Jew. So he's not shayach for hishava. So the Gemara says, wait a second. You can't tell me the reason why he gets Misa is because he's Mitzar of Yisrael. Look at the Sefer, which says, let's say the guy's friend, another guy comes, and took the Gzela from the guy, he's also killed. Wait a second. The whole reason you're killed is because of Tzar of Yisrael. He didn't steal it from Yisrael over here. He stole it from the guy. Right? Must mean that Mashiach is Kone. Right? What are you proving here? El Hashmami na Meshicha ba'Ovei Kachavim Kone. You see from here that Meshicha ba'Ovei Kachavim is Kone. Shmami na. You prove from here that Meshicha Zagoy is Kone. Because if Meshicha Zagoy wasn't Kone, he wouldn't be a Gazlan. I don't know. But the point is more that what's the Chi of Misa? We said the Chi of Misa in the races was the Tsar Yisrael. And then in the Seifa, he's also Chi of Misa. What Yisrael? So therefore, if there's Misa and the Seifa, the Misa and the Seifa and the Reish have to be for the same purpose, for the same reason, not the Tzar Yisrael. The Misa is because he's a thief, because he stole it. So if he stole it, how did he steal it? He could only steal it because it was Meshicha. So Meshicha is therefore Kone by a Goy. All right, I'll stop here.